Okay. The Mishnah says on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, which is a unique thing in the Mishnah, that Ha'osa Beis Batei Nirin, or Ha'oreg Beis Chutim, or Kosev Beis Osios is Chayev. So Tosa says, why do these Melachos get the Shear written in the Mishnah, whereas the other Melachos, the Shear is not written in the Mishnah? Tosas wonders. So Sfasema says on his own, but the Minchas Chinuch quotes him the Magen Avos from Mordechai Benet, that these Malachos are different, that the Shear is definitional to the Malacha. That if you do less than the Shear, even though generally in Kol Torah Kula we have a rule, the Chatzi Shear Asim in HaTorah, by these Malachos, if one does Pachos Mikashir, that's not the Malacha at all. So a Kosev Osachas would be Potter. Assuming that Chatzi Shir would be awesome in Daraisa, so this would be Pater. The Minchas Chinuch, one of them points out, maybe it was a Mordechai Benet, points out that this is explicit in a Tosefta, in Maseches Beitza, is Machlokes between Rebbe Lazer and Chachamim about HaKosev Osachas, and the opinion of Rebbe Lazer is that a person is Chayev Chatos. He's even Chayev Chatos, and the opinion of the Chachamim is that it's Pater of El Osir. So again, seems to emphasize the point that Hakosev Osachas is different than every other Chatzi Shir. Or it'd be true by all of those Malachos, where the Shir is listed by them in the Mishnah. On the bottom of the Magen Avos, written by Mordechai Benet, there's Hagos, there's commentary from the Marsham. So the Marsham, on the bottom of the Magen Avos, points out that the Toras Kohanim seems to disagree with the Tosefta. Because the Toras Kohanim says, Minayin shelo yichtov osachas. How do we know that a person shouldn't write even one letter on Shabbos? And the Tosefta says, I'm sorry, but the Toras Kohanim says, because it says, Malacha, v'chol malacha riba. It includes any type of malacha. Or any shir malacha. That even hakosev osachas is chayiv. So it seems to be machlokas, maybe it's machlokas tanoim, but this is also seems to... Minchas Chinuch says that that's the answer to Tosfos Kasha, but it seems to be a machlokes harishonim. So it's a machlokes tanoim, and it could be a machlokes harishonim. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Rabbeinu Yerucham that a person who's kosev osachas is potter, but he wages a war against that. He has a whole attack on that. He thinks that a person who is kosev osachas is chayiv. Like every chatzi shir asim in HaTorah. Not chayiv chatzis, but chatzi shir asim in HaTorah. Yeah. Potter, no, I think it would still be awesome. Right. I think, don't we pass in Chatzis Shir Asim in HaTorah? We pass in Chatzis Shir Asim in HaTorah. So I think it would be Potter of Asim in Darabona, not Asim in Daraisa. Chatzis Shir is not Chayiv Chatzis, I don't think. Right. So it's a question whether it's Asim in Darabona or it's Asim in Daraisa. So again, that seems to be Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbeinu Yerucham says again, it's only Yosem Midrabanan, and the Bir Halacha claims that it's Yosem Midaraisa. He quotes from Rashi in Ayin Dalad. Rashi is talking about Hamavasha Pachos Mikashir. So Rashi says a person's Mavasha Pachos Mikashir is Yosem in HaTorah, like every Chatzi Shir Yosem in HaTorah.
Sorry, just to clarify. So if you say Chatzi Yosem in HaTorah, that's still only Yosem Midrabanan.
No, Chatzis Shir Asim in HaTorah, I think we pass Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Yuma, we pass on Chatzis Shir Asim in HaTorah. So if it's Asim in HaTorah, then Kosev is like every other Chatzis Shir.
And if it's
Asim in Daraisa. So that's one, that seems to be the Toras Kohanim says like that. Okay. The Tosefta says that no, it's Pato of Alasar. That generally implies an Asim in Darabana. So Ben Yeruchim says Pato of Alasar, and the Bir Halacha quotes from Rashi, the Rashi says Chatzis Shir by Bishul. So Bir Halacha quotes some other Rishonim that extend that not only by Bishul, even to other Malachos. One would say Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTorah. The Meiri says explicitly by Kosev. Rashi is not talking about Kosev. Bir Halacha quotes him in this context, but he's not really talking about Kosev. The Meiri on Gimel Midbeis, this is a famous Meiri, the first parak of Shabbos says that a person, Hotzah, involves two parts. You have to be Oker, Pechefza, pick it up, and one Meshus, and Meiniach it, put it down in another Rishos. So Meiri says, let's say I only do one. I do an Akira for my house and I never stop walking in the Rishos Haram. I keep walking and walking and walking. So all I did until Shabbos is over. So all I did was an Akira without a Hanukkah. So Meiri says that that is Asa Midrabanan. Why isn't it Asa Midrabanan? Chatzi Shir Asa Midrabanan. So Meiri says this is not like Kosev Osachas, where you'd say Chatzi Shir Asa Midrabanan. Because this is different. Person does Akira without Hanukkah, he hasn't done Hotzah. Hotzah involves Akira and Hanukkah. Kosev, he says, you Kosev Osachas, you did Kosev, Pachas Mikashir. Akar v'lo hiniach, or hiniach v'lo akar, is not the malacha at all. This is what the Achronim shtup into the Meiri, the distinction between a chatzi shir versus a chatzi malacha. Kosev osachas, that's chatzi shir. Akar v'lo hiniach, that's chatzi malacha. I didn't do the malacha. So the Meiri clearly assumes that the malacha of kosev, quote unquote, the malacha, is not defined as two osios, even one os would be kosev. In disagreement with the Rabbeinu Yerucham. No, he says a kosev osachas is not chatzi shir. It's osam in the Rabbanon, not because chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is osam in Atara. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that writing one letter is not kosev. It might be osam in the Rabbanon for a different reason, but it's not because it's, you know, dissimilar to malacha. Meiri says it's osam in Atara. Chatzi shir osam in Atara. As opposed to akar v'lo hiniach, where that's a chatzi malacha. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says kosev osachas is chatzi malacha. So if you say it like that, we understand why the Mishnah throws these shiurim into the Mishnah, because these are definitional to the Malacha. According to the Meiri and the Bi'ur Halacha's opinion that Kosev Osachas is Asa Min HaTorah because of Chatzi Shir, we're still left with the Kasha. The Tosfos asks, why are these shiurim listed in the Mishnah if they're no different than any other shiur, where we'd say Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah? What is the Yisod HaMachlokes between these Rishonim? So there's a distinction, there's a Chakira that the Achronim have. Rav Asher Weiss has this in his Sefer Nechusha'am Mesechah Shabbos. And there's a Sefer that's put out by the Kolel in Panovich called Shalme Yosef Mesechah Shabbos. I forgot who wrote the article, but the person who wrote the article, it's written by different members of the Kolel. So one of the members of the Kolel wrote that he thinks that this, and I think it was a nice piece, I remember, that could be the Rishonim here are debating a central Chakira in Kosev, which comes up in various different contexts in Kosev. I don't think necessarily one has to connect all of them and say, you know, draw from here and there are five nafkaminas and everybody has to fall on the same side of the page. It could be that this is the underlying issue in some of these areas. Whether it's true in all of them, I don't know. I don't think one has to necessarily buy the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel. But this issue could be the issue here, which is, what is the nature of the Lach of Kosev? Is it right? What is the nature of the shir beis osios? Is it because I need two osios? That's a shir chashuv. One os is an inferior shir. Shir chashuv, two osios, that's a shir chashuv. But the malacha is defined by osios, writing letters. Or is kosev, or the shir of beis osios, about writing a word? Kosev is really writing words. A minimal word has two osios. Minimally, a word has two osios. So the Shir Beis Osios is trying to tell you that the Malacha of Kosev is about words. If that's the case, then a person who writes one letter hasn't written half a word. Half a word is not a word. So that wouldn't even be a Chatzi Shir. That's like a Chatzi Malacha. But if the Malacha of Kosev is about osios, just I need Shir Kamus, you know, I need a chashuva osios, not one os, two osios, but one os would be a chatzi shir. So could be that's the issue in the Rishonim. Another area where this distinction comes up is regarding another halacha that's quoted in the Mishnah. That the first Mishnah we were discussing was in Parakla Galo. The most of the halachas of Kosev come up in Parakabone. So the Mishnah in Perek HaBonah, that a person who writes one os bikora and one os ba'aretz, one os on the wall, one os on the ground, or one os on this page of the notebook and one os on the next page of the notebook. So the Mishnah says that one is pater. The only time one is chayiv is if they are nikroim yachad, negim yachad, if they're read together. So Bi Halacha is a suffix. What if one is lamala mizeh? I have Aleph Beis. Not Aleph beis horizontally, but vertically aleph beis. Is that called negim zem ze? Is that called that they're read together, or is that not called that they're read together? Meaning, is this shear that they have to be read together because I need words, and so two osios, even though they're in close proximity, if they're not read together, then that's not a word? Or is it no? It's about a serif shear. If I have an os here and an os in on the wall, those two don't connect to each other, so I don't even have a shear chashuv. It's only considered a shear chashuv if they're next to each other. But then they don't have to be read together. Meaning, for Hebrew, it has to be from right to left, English from left to right. It has to be that they're close, somewhat close. So it could even be diagonal. It could even be on top. And so that could also be dependent on this issue, whether or not the malacha of kosev is about osios or words. How do we define nikra miyachad? The Bi'ur Halacha does maybe tips his hand, because the Bi'ur Halacha says that he thinks that if one writes one word, let's say I write on the same, two different pages, I have two half words. They're both missing one letter. I fill in one letter over here and one letter on the other page. So each independently is read within a word, but they themselves don't form a word. So he thinks that's chayev. That's called nikra miyachad. It sounds like from that it's more about letters, not words, because I didn't write a word. I wrote letters. But one could say no, that means, I don't know, one could say no, that's words. As long as I contributed to the writing of a word, then you're chayev. But then it should be enough with one letter at the end. Why do I need two? I don't know. Again, I think that could go... could also be related to this issue, but I think it could go both ways. The Gemara says that a person who's kosev osachas v'hishlames ha-sefer, a person writes one letter and he completes the sefer. So Rashi says, obviously we're talking about the sefer that I know that I'm done. How do I know that I'm done? Maybe I'll decide to write another chapter. So Rashi says, it's talking about echo mi-sifrei Tanakh. You're not going to add another chapter to one of sifrei Tanakh, so I know that I'm done. I finished off the sefer. So a person is chayav mishum kosev. We discussed when we were in a Makkah B'Patish, why is it in a Makkah B'Patish? But the Gemara says that a person is Chayav Mishum Kosev. So why is that good enough? So it sounds like one letter that's Choshev, a person could be Chayav for Kosev. That seems to indicate perhaps that the Malach of Kosev is about the Shir Chashivos. I need two Osios because that's Choshev. One Os isn't Choshev. Oh, but if I finish off a Sifrei Tanakh, a Sefer Torah, I finished with this letter, that is a shir chashuv. I finished off the Sefer Torah. So then that's good enough. If it would be about words, and because I finished off a word, I don't have to say because I finished off a Sefer, just say because I finished off a word. What's special about finishing off a Sefer more than a word? Unless one says that the shir of Beis Osios is not about writing words, it's about writing letters. So I'd need two, because that's chashuv. But if I have one letter that finishes off the book, which is inherently chashuv, then I wouldn't need two letters. The Mishnah also says that a person who writes two osios is chayv mishum kosev afilu mishem echad, even if they're from one shem. So Rashi says, what does it mean mishem echad, even if I write two of the same letter, beis alfin? One's also chayv mishum kosev. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that... Hakosev os kfuwa pamayim v'hu shem echad. Person writes the same letter twice, but it's a shem echad. It has a meaning. Kimo, like what? Not two olives. Kimo dad, or tat, or gag, or sus. All those letters, when you write them double, are a word. So Rambam says, what does it mean? Hakosev beis osios v'hem shem echad. That your chayev means that it's a word. So Magen Mishnah there says that the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. Person writes two letters that have no mashmos, one is not chayav mishum kosev. And the Magen Mishnah brings a raya, because the Gemara says a person who's writing Ezreka, Aleph, Aleph, Zayin, Resh, Chaf, and the person writes just the Aleph Aleph, he's Pater. So why? Because Aleph Aleph has no meaning. See, so don't you see that a person who writes two letters and they have no meaning, that one is Pater. You have to write two letters that have a meaning together. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos says, yeah, so what about for Rashi? Rashi says that a kosei bezos is mishem echad, meaning even aleph aleph. They don't have to have a meaning together. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says he thinks that Rashi would understand that the machlokes hatanoim. That Gemara which said aleph aleph me is rekas pater would disagree with the Mishnah that a kosei bez alfin is chayim. It's always a dochek pshat. However, the Rashash, and the Bialacha says it independently, the Rashash in the back of the Gemara Shabbos says that why is Aleph Aleph from Ezreka Potter? Because I meant to write the whole word, and all I got it around to was Aleph Aleph. So that's Potter. Shemi Shimon, which we'll discuss later, is because I wrote a word. I meant to write Shimon, but I wrote a word, so maybe one could be chayv there. Aleph Aleph, that is no mashmos. I didn't write anything. And I meant to write a word, that's Pater. But if all I set out to do was write Aleph Aleph, then Rashi would hold one as chayv, and the Rambam would disagree that one is Pater. The problem is that the Achronim ask on the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam says this in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud, the one we read before. The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tess says Hakosev Shtei Osios Chayev. Person who writes two letters is Chayev, and he doesn't say that it has to have a meaning. So it sounds like from the Rambam, person writes two Osios is Chayev. It doesn't have to have a meaning. So how can the Magen Mishnah say for the Rambam you're only Chayev if you write two letters that have a meaning? Doesn't the Rambam say explicitly he implies before that even if they don't have a meaning, one would be Chayev? So Minchas Chinuch and Melachav Kosev in the Mishnah Bura both explain that if I write one letter twice, then it has to have a meaning. Two letters, different letters, don't have to have a meaning. So when the Rambam says that Kosev Shtei Osios Chayev, it's talking about two letters that don't have a meaning, but they're two separate letters. When does the Rambam say they have to have a meaning if it's the same letter? Abnei-Nezer, it's a very interesting truth. Abnei-Nezer claims that Rashi and the Rambam are Lushitasam on this issue. From what is the source of Melacha of Kosev in the Mishkan? Rashi writes on the Mishnah that in the Mishkan they would write Aleph at the Melacha of Kosev was found in the Mishkan on the Krushim. And you know, a person in the old time sukkahs when they would have panels, so you have to know which panel connects to which panel. They would write on the panel, this is panel 1, panel 2, panel 3, panel 4, but you have to know which panel connects to which panel. So in the Krushim, in the Mishkan, they would write things on the Krushim to know how they fit together. So Rashi says that they would write an Aleph at the beginning of the Keresh and an Aleph, I'm sorry, they would write an Aleph at the end of the first Keresh. The next Keresh, they would write an Aleph and a Beis. So you'd have, let's say, you know, Aleph here, I would match it to the Aleph on this one. On this one would be I'm sorry. On the first character, I would write Aleph, Aleph. The next character, I would write Beis, Beis. The next one, Gimel, Gimel. So the Aleph would meet up with the Beis. The Beis on this one would meet up with the Gimel on the next one.
So what's the purpose of doing two? Just do Aleph?
So that I can match it on both sides, I think. Right. Oh, maybe it was that way. Maybe Aleph here, Aleph here,
yeah.
Beis here, meaning so each character would have a let's say Beis Gimel, and the Gimel would match up with the Gimel over here.
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't think that's the way Rashi says. I think it was Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis. Anyway, we'll look at it again. Rav Nezer says that for Rashi, the Kosev that was found in the Mishkan was writing Aleph, Aleph. So that's why Rashi thinks that Beis Alfin is also Chayav, because the Malacha of writing in the Mishkan was Aleph, Aleph. The Rambam says, I think, in the Perush of Mishnayos that they would write the other way. They would write Aleph at the end of, they would write on each Keresh, Aleph Beis. The Beis would match up with the Beis on the next one. The next one would say Beis Gimel. The next one would say Gimel Dalet, like what you were saying. And they would match up on the corner each letter to itself. So on each Keresh was written a Beis and a Gimel. For Rashi, on each Keresh was written a Beis and a Beis. Anyway, so the Amnezer claims that for the Rambam, the Melacha of Kosev was found in the Mishkan by two separate letters. For Rashi, the Melacha in the Mishkan was found by two of the same letter. So that's why for the Rambam thinks that two separate letters, one could be chayv for, even if they don't have a meaning. For Rashi, it's even if the two of the same letters, even if they don't have a meaning, one could be chayv for the Melacha of Kosev. So Shama Yosef explains it could be Rashi and the Rambam also. It could be this is related to that issue that we mentioned before. If the Rambam could feel that the Melacha of Kosev is really writing words, just he feels every two letters, it's also somewhat of a word. Two of the same letter, so that's not a word unless it has a meaning, like sus or tat. But two separate letters are already the making of a word. Whereas for Rashi, it's about writing a Shir Chashuv. Two of the same letters, also a Shir Chashuv. It's two letters. Again, I don't know if one has to accept the upshot here, but something to think about. That whole explanation, well, again, we said the Rashi says writing two of the same letter is always Chayiv. And the Rambam says, no, it has to have a meaning. So he asked that, and the Magen Mishnah says, for the Rambam, you only Chayiv for two letters if it has a meaning, if it's a word. If I write two letters and it's not a word, it should be pater. So we ask, but the Rambam says, Akosei shtei osios, plainly. It doesn't say it has a meaning. So he said, no, that's talking about two different letters. Two different letters, so they don't have to have a meaning. One could be chayv anyway. That's the Mishnah Brura and the Minchas Chinuch explanation. In the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel, he explains the Rambam in a different way. He says for the Rambam, two letters have to have a meaning because really the Rambam feels that the Melacha of Kosev is about writing words, not about writing letters. So why does the Rambam say, I write two letters, I'm Chayiv? He agrees, that's talking about two different letters. But two different letters, he says for the Rambam, that's not Chayiv Mishum Kosev, that's Chayiv Mishum Roshem. Kosev is only words. Roshem, drawing, that could even be something that has no meaning. Where did Roshem come from? So in the Mishnah, in Parakabona, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi held that a person who writes two letters, whether he writes it b'yamin or he writes it b'smol, is chai mishum Roshem. Kosev, he says, that's only b'yamin. In your right hand, because that's the normal way people write. They're more exact, and they write only with their right hand. When people draw, you could draw equally with your left hand or with your right hand. That's what the Chidushei Aran there explains. So for Rabbi Yossi, that there's a separate chiyuv of roshem, of drawing, doesn't make a difference whether it's your right or your left hand. Rashi explains there that for Rabbi Yossi in the Mishkan, they would sometimes write just marks. Instead of writing letters to join up the two Kereshim together, they would sometimes write, you know, a line and a line. And the next Keresh, they would write a line and a line. The next one, they would write two stars. And then they match up with the next one and had two stars. It doesn't necessarily have to be that they would write letters. And Rashi understands for the Tanakama, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So for Rabbi Yossi, there's an Av of Roshem, and maybe there's an Av of Kosev too. Tanakama disagrees and said, no, in the Mishkan all they wrote was letters. There's only one Av. There's an Av of Kosev. And Roshem is Pater Legamre. That's Rashi's explanation. The Rambam clearly disagrees, and the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, Roshem told us Kosev who. The Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos that even Rabbi Yossi held Roshem was an Av and Kosev was an Av because both were found in the Mishkan. And he felt they were significantly different from each other to call them two different Avos. So he claims the Tanakhama disagreed, not in that it wasn't found in the Mishkan. Tanakhama disagreed that it wasn't so different from each other to be called two separate avos. Roshim is a told of Kosev. So what Tanakhama feels that even though in the Mishkan all they were, so this is the way the Devar Yecheskel suggests. Even though the Tanakhama agrees that in the Mishkan all they did was write letters, they wrote Aleph. The Rabbi Yossi said they were drawings. So he said, no, the Tanakhama agrees all they wrote was letters. And nonetheless, the Tanakhama thinks that there's a told of Roshim. Why? Because he thinks Aleph and Beis, Gimel, Dalet, that's not Kosev. Kosev is only if it's a word. That was Roshim. Where was Kosev found? When they wrote the Yud. So the Devar Yecheskel suggests they wrote Yud, Vav, Dalet. Instead of writing Yud. Maybe because the two Yuds are going to match up. I don't know. He doesn't say that. But and then it would be a shame, Hashem. He writes in the Mishkan, they wrote Yud, Vav, Dalet. So Rabbi Yossi feels, okay, they were both in the Mishkan. They wrote Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. That's Roshim because it has no meaning. So it's not Kosev. Kosev is only has a meaning. And they wrote Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet. That's a word. So Kosev and Roshim were both found in the Mishkan. So that's two avos. So Tanakhama argues, no, it's not two avos. It's one av. Because Roshim is not so different from Kosev. So what is it? It's a Tolda. So what emerges is that for Rashi, a person writes... For Rashi, there's no Chiyuv of Roshim at all. Writing letters is Kosev. Whether it has a meaning or it doesn't have a meaning. For the Rambam... Writing letters is the same as writing... Let's phrase it like this. For Rashi, writing letters is categorically different than writing a drawing, than drawing. Letters is kosev, whether it has a meaning or doesn't have a meaning. Letters is categorically different than making a marking. And making a marking is roshem, and there's no chiyuv of roshem except for Rabbi Yossi, and we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam holds kosev, letters, and drawings are really the same. A letter could also be a drawing. Aleph and Beis, if it has no meaning, is not Kosev, it's drawing. It's Roshim. But Roshim is not, is part of Kosev. It's a told of Kosev. For Rashi, they're so different. Letters are not drawings, and drawings are not letters. So if one makes a drawing, he's Pater. Could be, this is my own suggestion, take it or leave it, but it could be that Rashi and the Rambam are arguing about what is the significance of language in general. Little broad, but I don't mean to paint broad strokes from little things, but it could be Rashi holds that letters, language is different. Language is not simonim. I know what you mean because you wrote, it's like hieroglyphics, you know, fancy hieroglyphics. Aleph, Beis, Beis, Aleph means Abba. Is that like a picture of a father? No, those are two separate things. Letters and pictures are two different things. So a person makes a drawing. In the Mishkan, all there was letters. Letters are different than drawings. The Rambam says that Roshim is Chayv, and the Rambam even includes that Haroshim Meshamim Vitzura Bakoso. Person makes a picture on a wall. That's also Roshim. So we explain when we learn Soveya that it's not coloring the wall. It means that I understand something from what I see, not because I'm fixing up the wall. But either way, the Ram says a drawing is just like letters. It's a told of letters. Person writes words, that's the Av. Letters, drawings, those are all Roshim. Aleph Beis could be Roshim, Gimel Dalet could be Roshim, and a picture of a bird could be Roshim, you know, two pictures of a bird could be Roshim. Because the Rambam understands that letters are not so different from words. Letters are not so different from pictures, from a shaman, from Rishumim. They're just more sophisticated pictures. So therefore, Roshim could be a Tolda of Kosev, whereas for Rashi, Roshim is not in the picture at all. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're connected to it, right. 100%. Great. Definitely. The problem is, though, the Rambam says, again, let's regroup. So the Rambam says, Aleph Beis is Chayiv. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah and the Minchas Chinuch say, because two letters are significant in and of itself, even they have no meaning. Even though the Rambam says, by two of the same letter has to have a meaning, two different letters don't have to have a meaning. For whatever reason. And the Devar Yecheskel disagrees and he says, no, two letters are not chai because of Kosev, they're chai because of the Tolda of Roshim, which the Rambam says, even Haroshim, Rishamim, Vitzuras, Bekosel. It's a picture. The Av is writing words, and pictures are the Tolda. So if that's the case, what happened to two Alfin? If I write two of the same letters, so the Rambam says if I write two of the same letters, it has to have a meaning. Why does it have to have a meaning? Two different letters don't have to have a meaning, because that's Roshem. Why can't two Alephs also be Roshem? Everyone follow what I'm saying? So the Bir Halacha claims, he's not dealing with this exact problem, but he claims that for the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi, even though the Rambam says that Roshem is a Tolda of Kosev, it has to be a significant Roshem. It's not like Rabbi Yossi that Roshem is its own Av, so it has its own rules. Roshem has to be something more significant. How do we know? Because even though Rabbi Yossi held that Roshem Bismol is Chayiv, we hold Roshem Bismol is Pater. So it has to be something a little bit more significant. So Divrei Chesko is not impressed with the Bir Halacha's explanation. It has to be significant for the Tanakhama. He suggests along the lines of what he's always been suggesting. He says, why is Roshem Bismol Pater? Because Roshem is a Tolda of Kosev. Kosev is only Bimin. So a Tolda is similar somewhat to the Av. When is it similar to the Av? If I write it, it's somewhat similar to the Av. I didn't write words, I wrote letters. Okay, that's similar, somewhat similar, because at least I wrote a Bimin. If I write a Bismol, it's totally dissimilar. It's not similar in terms of what I'm writing, and it's not similar in terms of how I'm writing it. So it lost its connection with the Av, then that's why Roshem Bismol is Pater. And he says, I don't need... Ram says, I don't need a Roshim that has so much significance. The Bir Halacha says, I need something that has tremendous significance. So the Divrei Yecheskel says, quotes from Magen Avram. The Magen Avram there is discussing a person who borrows things from me on Shabbos. Let's say I'm very mocked. A guy comes over to borrow sugar from me, and he borrowed, 10 packets of sugar. So I mark down how many he's borrowing from me. I mark down one hole on a pink, I have a little scorecard. So I punch one hole, punch two holes, punch 10 holes because he borrowed 10 packets. So Magen Avram says, you can't do that on Shabbos. That's Roshim. So the Divrei Chesed says, that's not significant. Just punch a hole, even punch two holes. That's Roshem. It's not significant. That's worse than two Alephs? So the Divrei Chesed says, no, two Alephs, the reason is it's Pater, because it has no meaning at all for the Rambam. It has no implications. Even Roshem for the Rambam has to have some sort of meaning, some sort of implication. Aleph Beis or Gimel Dalet that they wrote in the Mishkan had a meaning. It meant attach this keresh to that keresh. Aleph for the Rambam has no meaning. A symbol has a meaning. Here it has no meaning. When it has no meaning, it's not even Roshem. And in that sense, the Rambam would be consistent because the Av is Kosev. Roshem is a Tolda of Kosev. So it should be somewhat similar to Kosev. Kosev is for the Rambam writing words. So if it has a meaning, even if it's not a full word, that's like a word. Because the Rambam holds letters are not such rigid category, letters versus symbols. As long as it has a meaning, that's like a word. For Rashi, that does not chai mishum roshim at all, so letters are rigid. So you can't say anything that has a meaning, so Rashi is forced to say alf alf is chayiv, even if it has no meaning. Because the Malacha is about writing letters, and as long as I wrote two letters, I'm chai, whether it has a meaning or it doesn't have a meaning. But for the Rambam, that it's about writing words, and includes Roshem, is because letters are not such a rigid category. So anything that has a meaning, but if it has no meaning, Alf Alf has no meaning, then that's nothing. That's not even Roshem.
I understand. Why does this letter say Dalet more meaning than
Pei? Because at least in the context that the Rambam was talking about in the Mishkan, it had a meaning. I think if you follow this to the logical conclusion, if Pei Dalet had no meaning, or if Aleph Aleph had a meaning, like Efshar, then it would be Kosev, or Roshem. Right. If you follow this through, that's what should come out. Yeah, so it could be that whole chakir which we're discussing is about writing words, or is about writing letters. Could be, it seems like it has its place here within Rashi and the Rambam. If a person writes two letters and has no mashmos, the Rashi holds your chayv and the Rambam holds your pater, that could be a central issue there. There's another machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yeshua ben Beser and the Chachamim. If a person writes os achas notrikon, he writes one letter and it's a symbol for everybody knows what you mean. Like you write mem, everybody knows you mean 40. Nun, everybody knows you mean 50. So Rashi explains that it means a nun with a little dot on top. Alright, a nun with a little dot, everybody knows I mean we'll meet in room 101. Whatever. So Rashi says that's the machlokes between the Chachamim and the Beseira, and we pass it like the Chachamim that one is Pater. You have to write two osios. The Rambam holds that it's not talking about where there's a dot on top. The Rambam understands just a letter. All right, just a letter, and everybody knows what I mean. That's Pater. So the Divrei Yecheskel says, because the Rambam feels if it would be a nun with a dot, that's already two reshumim. A nun could also be a resh, it could also be a symbol. Rashi holds letters are letters, symbols are symbols, symbols are not kosev. For the Rambam, letters could also be symbols. So a nun and a dot, that's two reshumim, that's roshim. So the Chachamim couldn't say pater. So it must be that's not what they're arguing about. It must be all they're arguing about is just a nun. And that's the Rambam Ushitaso and Rashi Ushitaso. The Rashi holds even a nun with a dot, even though everybody knows what you mean, but that's not two letters, and Lachav Kosev is about two letters. I'm just thinking now, parenthetically, it really is 2 points of dispute then between Rashi and the Rambam. Number one, is Lachav Kosev about two letters or words? Number two is, what is the nature of language in general, words and letters in general? Are letters categorically different than symbols? Those are two separate issues, I guess, that are intertwined here. The problem is that's the Divrei Yecheskel says regarding the Osachas Notrikon. However, in the Frankel Rambam, they say in the Kizvei Yad, the Rambam really wrote Hakosev Osachas Alpha Pishakarmi Menu Teva Shlema Pater Ketzad Kigon Shekosev Mem, and everybody knows you mean 40. So in the old Girsas of the Rambam, the dot on top of the Mem got erased. But the Frankel says that in the Kizvei Yad, there was really a dot on top of the Mem. And he understood like Rashi, mem with a dot. So if that's the case, why is that different than a roshem? Why is that different than drawing? I drew two drawings here. Why am I not chayev? So one would have to say, into the chiddush, but one would have to say that for the Rambam, there's a difference between symbols. If I have a symbol, and I know that means a whole sentence, we'll meet in room 101. So that's not roshem. Roshem means I understand something from the symbol. I had two lines that meant to attach it to the next carriage that has two diagonal lines. Or I have two stars that means attach it to the carriage that has two stars. There's nothing more than what's written here. This is not a letter, it's a symbol. But if the symbol means a whole sentence, M means 40. Mem means 40. So that's Yosemi Moshe Kasuv Kan. So I'm holding that's not Roshem. It's a chiddush, though. Rashi and the Rambam also go Shitasim regarding another. At least it's neat within the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam also go Shitasim, and another line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Akosev Shtei Osius B'Shtei Sam Mamonim. So Rashi says Achas B'Diyav Achas B'Sikra. All right, one letter in this ink and one letter in a different ink. You also chai. And the Rashba quotes from Rapaigon, and this is the way the Rambam says, also in the Parish of Mishnayos, that it's not supposed to say Samim Manim, it's supposed to say Hakosei Bezosos Bezimanim. Not Samim Manim, Simanim. With one mem. I mean, I don't write two letters, I write two Simanim. So again, the Divrei Yecheskel says, Rashi and the Rav Moshe Tosam, the Rashi holds that Yom Chayv for letters, Rashi couldn't have been Gorei Simanim, he had to be Gorei Samimanim. And the Rambam, who holds that two Simanim is also Chayv, has the Gears of Beis Simanim. As Yosef pointed out, I think that this is also, but again, we're switching gears here. So that's the machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam regarding what is the Malach of Kosev. Is it about two letters or is it about writing words? I guess they're all tied in. And then we have the other point of dispute. Is it about, are letters such a rigid category that we assume that the drawings are not included, or are letters more of an open category? Like two stars. I think it'd be part of Roshan. Wouldn't it be Kosev? I think Kosev for the Rambam is only if you have letters and it has a meaning. Everything else is Roshan. At least it's within the Divrei Yecheskel's world. So within the Av Malachas Machlokas Rashi and Rambam regarding, is it two letters or is it words? And regarding the Toldo, Rashi rejects Roshan and the Rambam accepts Roshan because the Rambam feels that the letters are not a unique category. So regarding that second point, this also seems to be the issue that the Rishonim have. It's in Maseches Gittin regarding Ksiva B'Shal L'Shonos. Is that Chai of Mishum Kosev on Shabbos or not? The Gemara says in Gittin on Daf Ches that person wants to buy property in Eretz Yisrael. Kosev V'Nolav Ono Afilu B'Shabbos. You can write the sale document even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says you can write on Shabbos. The Gemara says talking about Amiru Nachri Shvus. Amiru Nachri Zasim D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael they were Mekel. So Tosus there is bothered with the kasha and getting, yeah, but every mitzvah now is mutter b'makom. Every time you have a mitzvah, miro unachri is mutter. So some Rishonim say yes. Every time you have a miro unachri is mutter b'makom mitzvah. But most Rishonim don't say that. That's the opinion of the Baal Eder. Most Rishonim don't say that. So Tosus says because it's only by a mitzvah rabba. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah gedola. Mila mitzvah gedola, but regular mitzvah is not. That's Tosus' answer. And the Zaruah answers that we're talking about where you wrote B'Shal L'Shonos. That's why I asked the Nachri, what language is the Nachri going to write? Lashon HaKodesh? No. Nachri's going to write in English. English, there's no Kosev. Midor Reis on Shabbos. Midor Abodin, yes. Midor Reis not. So then I have two Isurim, I have two Shvuzim. Shvuz to Shvuz is Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah. One Shvuz, it's Amiru Nachri. Second Shvuz is not really Kosev. And the Rama quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos. That Kos and B'Shal L'Shonos is not the Oraisa. So Bi Halacha is not happy with the fact that the Rama quoted the Zeruah. He quotes from the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham asked on the Rama, but the Rambam says that Kosev Shtei Simanim is Chayev on Shabbos. Even if I write two symbols, I'm Chayev. So how is a word in English worse than two symbols? So the Divrei Yecheskel says that the Or Zaruah is like Rashi. That there's no chiyuv of Roshem on Shabbos. It's not a told of Kosev. Roshem is categorically different than Kosev. Kosev is only if I write letters. And the Or Zaruah feels that letters of Shal the Shonos are not letters. It's only letters in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? So I'll suggest what I mean. Again, take it or leave it. But there's a major discussion in the Rishonim. Why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? Famous machlokas. So the Rambam in the Maror Nevuchim says Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh because there are no bad words. It's a Lashon Nekiyah. And the Ramban al-Torah disagrees, and the Ramban al-Torah says because it's the language of Kodesh. All the Divrei Kodesh are in Lashon HaKodesh, are in Hebrew. You have the Torah, the Mishnah, all of that, not the Mishnah, but the Nevuah and the Sifrei Kodesh are all in Lashon HaKodesh. So that's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. So the Shla asks on the Ramban, you're telling me why one would call Lashon HaKodesh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick that language to give all the Divrei Kodesh in Lashon in Hebrew? You're telling me it's called Lashon HaKodesh because, oh, look at that, all the holy things are in Lashon HaKodesh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick that language, Meikaro? That question the Ramban didn't answer. So the Shla explains that Lashon HaKodesh is different than every other language in the world. Lashon HaKodesh, this is in the language of the Shla, describes the Atzmius HaDavar. Describes what the item is. He says that's why there's such a big deal made in the Torah when Adam HaRishon gives the animal names. This is really what he's talking about. Why is it such a big deal made about when Adam HaRishon gives called this animal this name and this animal that name? Because he wasn't just giving descriptions, he was describing the Atzmius HaDavar. And that's something that's on a higher madriga. He says every other language doesn't describe the Atzmius HaDavar, it describes it like hieroglyphics. We're just trying to tell you what we're talking about so we can communicate. But it's not describing the Atzmius HaDavar. Okay. What about Shal Hashanahs? Interesting. So the Shlach says that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that language for Torah, because that language describes the Atzmius HaDavar. It's more descriptive for Torah. Without getting into that whole machloka. So it could be that that's related here. The Orz Aruah holds Lashon HaKodesh, that's Kosev. Rashi said osios are different than symbols. So as Aruah goes so far to say not only are osios different than symbols, Lashon HaKodesh osios are osios. Everything else, even letters, are just symbols. Because they're categorically different. One is Atzmius HaDavar, and one is just descriptive. I think that was a good shot in the Orz Aruah. The problem is that the Orz Aruah has to deal with the Mishnah. The Nodi Behuda actually asked this as a kasha on the Orz Aruah. Well, he asked the kasha, the Orz Aruah deals with it himself. The Nodi Behuda says, how can the Ramah say, Yohan Chai for Kosev if it's B'Lashon HaKodesh? The Mishnah says, HaKosev B'chol Lashon is Chayiv. The Mishnah in Perek HaBonah. So the Nodi Behuda says his own Chiddush. He says, well, it means you wrote it in Lashon HaKodesh for the Orz Aruah. He says, you have to say this. It says you wrote it in Lashon HaKodesh, but it's an English word.
Transliteration.
Like Ramosh is, microwave, so you write, or dishwasher. So you write it in Hebrew letters, but you mean dishwasher. You don't write mediach kelim. You write it dishwasher. So he says that's also chayav for the Orz Aruah, because at least I wrote it in Hebrew letters. So bi'alacha points out in the kasha of the Noid Behuda that why do you have to ask a kasha? Orz Aruah deals with it himself, and he says what it's talking about is the Rabos Lashon Yevanis. Yevanis, even for the Orz Aruah, has some sort of unique status that's also considered letters. It doesn't really work with my Shla explanation, but I don't know. Maybe more has to be read into why is Yevanis so distinct from other languages, but.
So Kol Lashon means Yevanis?
Kol Lashon is just the Rabbis Yevanis. Everything else is not a Lashon. It's hieroglyphics. Besides that, the Divrei Yechezkel, the side point, disagrees with the Noda Behuda. He says, for the Orz Aruah, wouldn't it be true? If I write, he says this is a general rule in Kosev, if I write a word, which is a word in one language, but I write it in the letters of a different language, like you write A-B-B-A for Abba, but that's not an English word, that's a Hebrew word. He wants to say now it's been adopted by the English language, but I don't think we would say that. So he says that's not Kosev either. It has to be that the Chiddush of the Noda Behuda says not only true in the Orz Aruah, he doesn't think it's true at all. He doesn't think that that's Kosev. It has to be, if you hold that it needs to be a word, then it would have to be, Rashi says it doesn't have to be a word. I write two letters, I'm also chayav, whether it's a word or not. But if I hold like the Rambam, that has to be a word, he doesn't think that that's a word either. Word means that it's read in that language with those letters. Anyway, parenthetical point. Okay, sure. Yeah.